This is the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney with a quick check on what's going on. So here's my man to get into it.
Thanks for listening. Made it back to Friday. And don't forget, we'll have one less hour this weekend after turning those clocks back for daylight saving time Saturday night. Actually, more on that later in the show. But for now,
my favorite stories of the day.
Houston's annual livestock show and rodeo kicked off Tuesday at the Astrodome and around NRG Stadium, with a heifer breaking loose from handlers and running off.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, that lady said it all. Now, this sound was taken from video Houston Police Officers Union posted on Twitter, or X, showing one of their handlers running after the cow down OST, Old Spanish Trail, also Highway 90, a major road through the city's south side. And that one handler was trying his best to grab the rope around her neck, but got tripped up by one of the orange traffic cones set out. Now, Cow's Run for Freedom was a day before Wednesday's Junior Dairy Cattle Show, and no follow-up to know if she made the competition, but the rest of the handlers did eventually catch the heifer and brought her back. And hey, that cow was funny, but Houston's rodeo concert lineup is usually no joke. This year it ends on the 24th with Luke Bryan, but today, Friday, rapper Bun B of UGK and owner of Trill Burgers, he'll headline with Brad Paisley, Journey, Post Malone, and Old Dominion, among the others in Houston's rodeo concert lineup. And as long as we're on animals running off, police and firefighters in North Jersey city of Garfield were busy on Monday chasing after a poodle named Molly. And Molly was easy to spot by whoever called 911 to report seeing her that afternoon, because her owner dyed her fur pink. So here's this pink furry poodle running around a neighborhood in Garfield where a cop told ABC 7 that it was like running after cotton candy. And they were chasing this dog for about an hour, and Molly was not trying to be caught, nor could she have cared less about her pink fur, because police say she gave them the slip by jumping into the Passaic River and started dog paddling towards the city of Clifton on the other side. But the pink furry poodle only made it to a small island in the middle of the river, and that's where firefighters had to drive a rescue boat to scoop up Molly and warm her up because it was chilly, so that pink fur was shivering, and got her back to her owner. She was all right. Now, here's the latest proof that some people just have too much money. Somebody paid $87,840 for a Cheeto. Not even a bag, just a Cheeto, as in cheesy dust and orange fingers. Yeah, a clumpy 3-inch flaming hot Cheeto, sort of shaped like the Pokemon Dragon character named Charizard. And that was the selling point at New York City's Golden Auction House on Sunday when they put that Cheeto up for bids, and 60 bids later, the highest came in at $72,000, plus a buyer's premium that added up to $87,840 for a clumpy, flaming hot Cheeto. Encapsulated in a clear card storage box, read the official description from Golden, who should be given kudos, by the way, for hustling off a 3-inch flaming hot Cheeto for $87,000. That's enough to pay for a new BMW i5 sports car, by the way. Back after this break. But first, check out DJ Greg H's podcast.
It's the hip-hop and R&B journey with Greg H.
You can get the Jams podcast mix on Amazon Music, Audible, iHeart, Apple Podcasts, and Deezer. Download the podcast for free.
Real hip-hop and R&B matters. The hip-hop and R&B journey with Greg H.
What can drive any vehicle, no matter how cheap or pricey, large or small?
Buckle up. I'm a drobot, not a lifesaver, and dead ass do not touch me or the radio.
Drobots will safely deliver everyone on board, and upgraded models can keep riders company with its cutting-edge AI-generated voice, which can hold conversations and even join a sing-along.
They not like us. They not like us. They not like us.
And best of all, Drobots come with a lifetime warranty and free exchanges for the newest model.
We are here. So please get out, you lazy bum. I need to recharge.
So why not? Get your new driving buddy today.
And don't let the door hit you where the Lord split you. Come on, bum. I have to recharge.
Drobots are sold absolutely nowhere.
And now, for the world around us.
A Chinese man is hopefully recovering now after falling for the old "if you love me, you would" sweet talk that his fiancée laid on him. The South China Morning News credits NetEase News for first reporting this woman took her fiancée to a labor pain simulator to test his love before they got married, posting on social media that he should experience women's challenges so that he will treat his future wife better. Now, no word if this guy was not treating his fiance well enough before the procedure. Hey, if not, then ending up in an emergency room for a 3-hour surgery might have been slick payback. But that is what ended up happening, because the guy went to this BERT simulating center, which used electric shocks to his stomach. Now, she wrote on social media that he was screaming and struggling at level 8, cursing and crying at level 10, and by the end of it, gasping for air. And a week later, he was in a hospital emergency room with abdominal pains, which doctors think came from those electric shocks damaging part of his small intestine so badly that they had to remove that part. Now, as of Monday, no word on how the man is doing after the surgery, and the girlfriend cannot go to find out because she posted on social media that her fiancé's mom told her not to visit him in the hospital and that the wedding was off, and they're about to sue her. Now, it seems, judging from all the people playing it all over the world, the video puzzle game app Candy Crush is already addictive enough, but a British woman just earned £170,000, or $215,000, for being hooked on the game. The Daily Mail is reporting a court awarded this to the woman 2 weeks ago, and the NHS, England's National Health Service, agreed to pay up because she went to her doctor to get treatment for her legs always twitching while she was in bed trying to sleep, restless leg syndrome, for which that doctor prescribed her 2 dopamine agonists, ropinirole and pramipexol. Now, lawyers argue those drugs have side effects, including loss of impulse control. And they say the woman started playing Candy Crush nonstop weeks after she started taking the pills. They got hooked on virtual slot machine games. A court in England ruled doctors should have warned her the drugs could make her lose impulse control. And now, everyone with twitchy legs who like playing Candy Crush will be jealous, wondering if they can pull off this addiction to get a payout. An Iberia Airlines pilot is reportedly doing fine now after a tarantula bit him in the middle of a flight the Friday before last, from Dusseldorf, Germany to Madrid, Spain. British newspaper The Mirror is reporting the pilot is also allergic to spider bites, but managed, along with the co-pilot, of course, to still make it to Madrid, where the pilot was treated anti-inflammatory medicine while passengers on the plane were treated to the news that there was a tarantula on board with them. The stop in Madrid was actually a 3-hour layover on the way to Vigo on the island of Galicia off Spain's coast. So Iberia Airlines officials say a grounds crew fumigated the plane while they waited. And Galician newspaper La Voz de Galicia is reporting passengers actually got back on the plane, the same plane, after it was fumigated. You know, they said also that they were checking their bags and clothes left and right to see if any more spiders were still around. And they got to Vigo around midnight that night, probably freaking out on that last leg every time they felt anything on their skin. Could you imagine? Back at...
I'm tuning in on this beautiful day. This is Mike Mann, bringing all the fire, like this oldie from the Bishop Supreme himself. Slammy Sammy, do your thing.
I was with my friend Dre just the other day. Girl slipped a Mickey in my Bombay. I woke up in a bed and took some satin to the head. She didn't know I was the player from my hey. I said, baby, don't.
What's up with what's going down, though?
Yeah, because did we not learn anything from the Jurassic Park movies? Sky News is reporting researchers at the Dallas, Texas-based Colossal Biosciences announced on Tuesday that they've edited 7 genes in mice embryos to create a colossal woolly mouse. As in a Mickey version of the woolly mammoth that's been extinct for about 4,000 years. And the lab's ultimate goal is to recreate a woolly mammoth by eventually genetically modifying Asian elephants to basically turn them into woolly mammoths. Now, at this point, the folks at Colossal Biosciences say the mice embryos they injected produced a mouse with long, thick, woolly hair, along with the mammoth's accelerated fat metabolism. Yeah, the results have not been published yet in a journal, so no peer review at this point to say if their findings look legit. Still, Colossal researchers say they hope this will help create a vaccine to fight a virus that kills 20% of baby elephants, and they think they'll be on pace to be ready to recreate this woolly mammoth by 2028. But Asian elephants are an endangered species, so a lot of red tape will have to get cut for that. Not to mention having to overcome the lesson Jurassic Park movies should have taught us all, and not messing with animals like that. Oh, who knows, the woolly mouse could escape and start making woolly mouse babies around Dallas, and then what?
What time is it?
And one more note on daylight saving time kicking back in this weekend. Now, several state and congressional leaders are pushing for this to be permanent, arguing extra sunlight in the evening hours will cut down on energy use and give us more time to spend outside. But just like the previous story on recreating woolly mammoths, have we not learned anything from the past? Because we've been down this road before. Back in December of 1973. I was 3 months old, so cannot recall this firsthand, but President Nixon signed off on daylight saving time, staying in effect for all of 1974 and 75 to cut down the nation's energy use during the energy crisis. But when the time change started, the sun was rising after 8:30 a.m. in much of the country, so parents were not happy with kids walking to school in the dark, and headlines about several early morning fatal traffic crashes led to Congress ending that two-year trial in 8 months. So if Congress and state houses want to try this again, that's cool, but at least look back up or read up to see what we'd be in for, which is basically either a morning commute in the dark under daylight saving or an evening commute in the dark under standard time.
My life in the sunshine.
As long as we're talking about sunshine, get a quick note here to throw in. Just jumped online Thursday here before taping to see jazz, funk composer and producer Roy Ayers died Tuesday at the age of 84. His family posted on his Facebook page. He was sick for a while, but it left his mark. On that vibraphone, Ayers gets a lot of love from fellow artists who sampled his work and credited him for inspiring the neo-soul sector of R&B. The godfather of neo-soul, as he's known, Roy Ayers. Physically gone, but music stays with us. Everybody loves the sunshine, right?
Somebody famous had a birthday today.
Celebrity birthdays next.
Tired of grocery store sticker shock when you see the price of eggs? Come to J-Dub's Rooftop Market for premium eggs, straight from J-Dub's pigeon coop. $5 a dozen for eggs laid minutes before, fresh out the mother pigeon. It can't get more organic than that. So swing by J-Dub's Rooftop Market at the corner of Clinton Avenue and South 17th in Newark. Drop by.
Put it in there.
I'm gonna offer you.
Time for birthdays.
Celebrity birthdays, starting with Friday the 7th. Actor Laura Prepone, Jersey Girl, 45. Actor Peter Sarsgaard, 54. And so is Rachel Weisz, 54. Comedian and actor Wanda Sykes is 61. Singer Taylor Dane, 63. Actor Bryan Cranston, Walter White, Breaking Bad, 69. The Isley Brothers, guitarist and songwriter Ernie Isley, always rocking that do-rag, 73. J-Gal's band, singer Peter Wolf. I love Centerfold, but that Bloodshot album was fire. Wolf is 79. Seth Justman killed that organ solo there. And Captain Frank Farrello in Hill Street Blues. Actor Daniel Travanti, 85. Then on Saturday, James Van Der Beek, the actor, will be 48. Actor Freddie Prinze Jr. will be 49. Actor Boris Kodjo, 52. Singer Sean Mullins will be 57. Actor Cameron Manheim, 64. Actor Leon in Five Heartbeats and Cool Runnings, also 64. Actor Aidan Quinn will be 66. And so will outgoing NBC Nightly News anchor Lester Holt, 66. And singer Gary Numan will be 67. Then on Sunday the 9th,
like you. Now, I done been with different kind of girls.
Rapper and actor Bow Wow will be 38. Actor Brittany Snow will be 39.
I like the way you do that right there.
St. Louis represent rapper Chingy, 45. The Daily Show reporter and comedian Jordan Klepper, 46. And so is actor Oscar Isaac, 46. Webster. Actor Emmanuel Lewis will be 54. Actor Linda Fiorentino will turn 67 on Sunday. Singer Jeffrey Osborne, LTD, he'll be 77. ABC World News and Good Morning America anchor Charles Gibson, 82. Then on Monday the 10th, a lot.
Next to me.
Singer Emily Sandé will be 38. Actor and filmmaker Olivia Wilde, 41.
Wouldn't still cry sometimes.
Singer and actor Carrie Underwood will be 42.
How does it feel?
Yeah, lost without her, eh? Singer Robin Thicke, Allen's boy, will be 48. Rapper, producer versus co-founder Timbaland, 53. Don Draper, actor John Hamm, will be 54. Singer Edie Brickell and her Bohemians, 59. Producer and Def Jam co-founder Rick Rubin, 62. Whitley, in a different world, actor Jasmine Guy, just saw her in the show Harlem. She's 63. You know, and wait, hold on. Let me bring that Jay Giles back up. Let's jam. It's Peter Wolf's birthday weekend. Magician Lance Burton, 65. Sharon Stone, 67. Shark Tank judge and real estate guru Barbara Corcoran, 76. Actor Richard Gann, 81. Joey and Guess Who's Coming to Dinner? Actor Katherine Houghton will be 83. And martial artist and actor Chuck Norris, 85. Done. With yet another Real Pod newscast, as always, thanks for listening. And please let a friend, enemy, or frenemy know about the show. And please hit follow on the podcast page if haven't already. Have a great weekend. And don't forget, move those clocks ahead an hour Saturday night. Back on Tuesday.
This has been the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney from Shownuff Productions. And for more, hit up the website realpodnewscast.com. That's real with two E's. This is Big Daddy Marty Allen. Thanks for listening.
Shownuff.